Praise thee, O Lord God, and give you thanks for these blessings of life. Hear, O Lord, that which is now ours to give and grant. Our eternal thanks and gratitude for all thy blessings here on this earth. Take up then upon thine altar of life our very being, and help us so that our souls may be knit to yours, that each person here today may live in love and the persuasion of the Holy Ghost, and that in all things they may know that they have lived fully, and that you are God, that you give unto us all every good and sweet blessing of life. Be now then with us, accept these gifts, and grant that we shall ever live as brothers here on earth until the end of life be itself done. Amen.
And then a very strange thing happened. The mood of Saul began to change again. And Saul was losing, and he knew very well that the God of Israel had departed from him. And so he went to see the witch of Endor, and the witch of Endor told him that there was a spirit that she would conjure up, and the spirit could tell him what his fate would be. And then Samuel came from out of the ground, from the depths, and everyone stood back in fear. And Samuel said, "Why have you called me from the dead?" And Saul said, "I would know that which shall happen to me. I'm worried, I'm afraid." And Samuel said, "Because you departed God, because you do not do his will, therefore you shall die, and all your sons, and all your house, and all that is yours. And no longer shall you be called my child." And Saul fell into a mood of deep contemplation. Thank you. Time had passed and the battle pressed hard against Saul. The archers found him, and that was it for Saul. "Draw your sword and thrust me through," said Saul, "lest they come and make sport of me." But his armor bearer would not do this, for he feared greatly, and therefore Saul took his own sword and fell upon it. And when his armor bearer saw that Saul was dead, he also fell upon his sword and died with him. Thus Saul died, and his three sons, and his armor bearers, and all his men on that same day together. And then news came to David about this, and David was sorely distressed, for we all know how he loved Jonathan and regarded Saul as his king. And Saul said to the man that came, "Where did you come from?" And he said, "I am from the battle, and I saw it, and all are dead, and Saul and Jonathan and his whole army." And David said, "How do you know?" And he said, "By the Lord God, I witnessed it all." And then David took hold of his clothes and rent them, and so did all the men who were with him, and they mourned, and they wept, and they fasted until evening for Saul and for Jonathan his son. And the mood of David was one of great, great sorrow. David lamented with this lamentation over Saul and Jonathan his son. And he said, "Should it be taught to the people of Judah, behold, it is written in the book, the glory, O Israel, is slain upon thy high places. O how the mighty are fallen. Publish it not in the streets of Ascalon, lest the daughters of the Philistines rejoice, lest the daughters of the uncircumcised exalt. O ye mountains of Gilboa, let there be no dew or rain upon you, no upsurging of the deep. For there the shield of the mighty was defiled, and the shield of Saul was not anointed with oil. From the blood of the slain, from the fat of the mighty, the bow of Jonathan turned not back, and the sword of Saul returned not empty. Saul and Jonathan, beloved and lovely, in life and in death, they were not divided. They were swifter than eagles. They were stronger, yea, stronger than lions. Oh, weep, 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 ye daughters of Israel. He who clothed you daintily in scarlet and put ornaments of gold upon your apparel is dead. Oh, how the mighty are fallen in the midst of battle. And Jonathan, oh, Jonathan, I am distressed for you, Jonathan. Very pleasant were you to me in life, and your love for me was more wonderful than that of women. Oh, Jonathan, how I shall miss you." And then the mood of David began to change. And David now became the new king of Israel. And David began to walk in and out of his people and to serve them justly. And he never forgot Jonathan or Saul. And his mood now became one as king of great jubilation. Join with me in our prayer of confession. Father of men, who calls us as thy children to live for one another, we confess that we live for ourselves, for our own good first, and only then for the good of others. We become so anxious for ourselves that we lose sight of others. We scarcely care for those whom we know, and much less for those whom we do not know. We cultivate friendships for what we can get out of them. By persistent selfishness, we frustrate thy purpose for us. Yet we cannot understand why we are lonely. Penetrate our shells of unconcern. Break open our hardened hearts. Free us for love. Have us live you in faith. To our fellow man in the outflowing Spirit of Christ, to the end that your love may abound in us and in all men, through Christ our Lord. Amen. If anyone serves me, he must follow me. And where I am, there shall my servant be also. God sent the Son into the world that the world might be saved through him. As the Father sent me, even so send I you. Now may the Lord direct your hearts to the love of God and to the steadfastness of the Christ.
May the Lord make